Fairfax County Police say domestic violence calls are their most dangerous call and their number one call. We're about to try our hand at responding to one.
Gun belts and vests, go ahead and get them back on. You're going to be dispatched to domestic violence, accusation one family member hit the other. That's all you know.
And you're going to go two at a time because it's a dangerous call.
We go inside a fake pizzeria that's part of a mock strip mall here inside the academy. And we find two men arguing over a bar tab. Our basic instructions included getting control of the situation, separating those involved, and finding out what happened.
This is my brother. It's my older brother. And he's worthless and doesn't work or anything. He's concerned to buy, and he won't pay. So I kicked him.
You kicked him?
Yeah, because he threatened me. I was afraid that he was going to hurt me.
If a push, a shove, a slap, a kick, a strangulation has taken place, there has been an assault and battery on a family member, and we don't have discretion. We have mandatory laws that say you shall make an arrest.
You're under arrest?
For what?
For domestic violence.
You threatened me.
Second Lieutenant Dan Pang says this call would fall on the easier end of the spectrum.
You get the whole range of they're just annoyed at each other to somebody really got a whooping.
PFC Monica Meeks says there's always the potential for things to escalate quickly.
You're dealing with people's emotions, children, money, marriage. They've been arguing about finances for years. They've been arguing about lack of sex. They've been arguing about how to raise the children.
And because emotions run so high,
more officers get killed in the line of duty outside of traffic accidents on domestic violence.
And she says domestic violence
does not discriminate across socioeconomic lines, race lines, ethnic lines, religious lines. It happens everywhere.
In Chantilly, John Aaron, WTOP News.